This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Yes, I don't sound like Bradley Dean, now do I?
I am Joe Messina, your guest host today. Bradley Dean is not in studio today, giving me his microphone. What a gutsy man he is. Hopefully you'll like what you hear. Again, if the first time you're tuning in and you were looking to hear or looking to looking to hear Bradley Dean, you can always go up to his website. That's the Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm sure you can find a classic, as we say, podcast up there. Or you just wait till Monday. He'll be back with you Monday, I believe. So, again, I appreciate your time with me. I appreciate you hanging in there with me, even though I'm not the guy you were looking for. But if you like what you hear, if you like the topics that we discuss, how we discuss the topics, I am also on every day with Bradley Dean. On the same network as Bradley Dean, GCN Live here, the Genesis Communication Network. So check us out here as well. We've got a bunch of other great hosts as well on the network, and I do appreciate your time here. Now, some of you may, let me give you a little warning here. Not that this out-and-out swears, but there's some distasteful language on this. And the there was a topless, a boobs-out kind of protest, I guess, if you want to say, against Trump and what he stands for and all this. And it quickly, for some odd reason, turned into Jesus' sexual orientation. I don't know why they have to go there all the time. I don't know why they have to be nasty towards Christians. And again, don't get me wrong. We're not being persecuted like they are back east in the Middle East. We don't understand that. But it is pretty nasty, and it is very wrong. So let me see if I can key this up without screwing it up, because I do that on a regular basis. I don't even need help to do that. I do that all by my onesies. So the young lady, I think her name is Catherine Tempt, and she's out in the streets of New York, and she's attending a topless protest, I guess it is, against Donald Trump. Now, I don't know about you guys. Somebody needs to explain this to me. Maybe I'm just an old fart and I don't get it. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Now, obviously, it is radio, so I can't show you the video. But there's a lot of young men around taking pictures and helping them in their cause, which we all know is a joke. Yeah, the young boys are there for a whole different reason. But listen to how they believe that they're getting their message across. It is so confusing, and I just don't get it. So take a listen.
So a bunch of girls have their boobs out in Union Square Park as a protest of Donald Trump, and I'm going to try to figure out how exactly that works.
I mean, it's a nice little Saturday. Normally I'd be at brunch, but like this is kind of like brunch.
So I thought, what would really grab the public's attention?
Boobs.
Boobs. Well, actually, I thought if there's two things Americans can't look away from, it's nudity and violence.
Yeah.
You know, when you're like driving and you see a car.
I don't know what Americans she's talking about. Because I, you know, thank you, God, I don't have, I'm not perfect. I've got my other areas where I've got problems. But I'm not one of those guys that gets all excited about a picture on a screen or a piece of paper. You know what I'm saying?
Car crash by the side of the road and you don't want to look, but you have to.
Yeah, and if there's boobs in the car crash.
I was prepared to go completely naked, but New York has a law against that, which is too bad because my pubes are shaped in an H right now.
An H for what?
For Hillary, for still with her. But
she has, this young lady... She put on Where do they get these ideas? Where do they think this actually works, that they're getting their point across? This young lady actually believes that by shaving her private hairs in the form of an H, and if she's allowed to, I guess, protest naked, that that's going to get a point across. I don't, again, maybe I'm too old to understand this kind of thought process. You got any ideas? Help me out here. 866-582-9933. Take a listen.
That's very feminine.
But as it turns out, I can't show them, so now I'm all itchy for nothing.
That sucks.
That's it.
Razor burn.
Yeah. Anyone who is with us, you don't have to be naked. You just have say...
Good, yeah. I'm going to march. I feel like this, you know, this kind of thing isn't necessarily shocking to me because I live in New York, but I feel like this is probably not what, like, Milwaukee...
Isn't that sad, though? Now, she's in New York, and she's saying, this is, well, it's not a big deal. You know, I see this stuff all the time. We're becoming desensitized to this. We're becoming desensitized to these good moral values that we should be instilling on our children, for God's sakes. And we're afraid to do it because what we don't want to do is we don't want to put our push our moral characters, values, or anything else on other people. It's just terrible, isn't it?
Bucky's like, they are correct that people walking down the street do seem to be noticing the boobs. But boobs,
yeah. Huh? Boobs. Wait, boobs?
Yeah. Yeah, she found two, we'll call them day workers to be nice, okay? So she found two day workers who can't even speak English. And the only thing they get out of their mouth is boobs. They don't even know why these people are out there. But we're going to get to the nasty part. This isn't even the nasty part yet. When we get to the nasty part, yours truly will really go off.
Wait, boobs?
No, I don't want to. I like boobs. I love boobs.
I want to see change in America.
Yeah, boobs. And Monica Lewinsky is a hero.
Can't stand him. I voted for Hillary, but does not matter. It's over with. God forbid someone snipes him from a roof or something, and I don't wish that, but I believe in my heart.
You seem to have thought about the specific scenario.
No, I didn't think about it.
Yeah, see that? I mean, and can you imagine if a conservative did this or talked like this? Now, this guy, I'm going to chalk it up to he's a little ignorant, probably not the sharpest knife in the drawer, speaking out of emotion. I don't think this is the kind of guy that would do anything wrong, okay? I know the left would have me arrested immediately if I even said something like this or close to it. I would. This guy's just having an emotional moment.
No, we're talking about it on TV about it.
I don't know what's more difficult to, like, get him to stop talking. Traffic? No, traffic couldn't do it.
Did you vote?
He's the president, whether you say he's not your president or not. He's still the president.
Well, do you think the boobs might change it?
No, they look ridiculous.
See? Well, those are the old farts. That's right. They're not hip, as we used to say. I don't know what they say today, but you know they're not with it.
It must be a pain to live there these days.
Did you support Trump?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so, but now that you saw these boobs on the street, maybe you changed your mind.
Absolutely not.
Make America great again, baby!
Now, there's two ways to look at that, right? I mean, the boobs on the street, are we talking physical boobs or, you know, idiotic boobs kind of thing? You know what I'm saying?
On the street, maybe you changed your mind.
Absolutely not.
Make America great again, baby! Let's go!
Do you think that, like, nudity is an effective measure, particularly?
Nudity, no.
You know, you see this person sexually harassing me with their breasts in my face.
We're talking about Steve Bannon, who just said evil is good.
Okay, now we're coming into the nasty part, okay? So you may not like what's being said, but we need to talk about this. I'm not hiding this. And you adults out there, you shouldn't hide this either. You need to let your kids know that these crazies are out there and they're wrong. I'm Joe Bassini, your guest host, sitting in for Bradley Dean on the Sons of Liberty Radio. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Welcome back, welcome back. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Hang in there. 866-583-9933. 866-582. I'm sorry, no wonder you can't. 582. 9933. Always a pleasure to have you with me and being involved. Now, you are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm filling in today for Bradley Dean. We call it guest hosting. And Bradley's out and about. I don't know if he's with family. I don't know if he's working. It's none of my business. But I'm always honored that he gives me the mic. He gives me time with his people. And I hope and believe that you will be honored as well. The we're talking about, I mean, you've got to be concerned about this to a degree. I don't care who you are. You've got to be a little concerned about this. And we've got our young people that are out there protesting Donald Trump. And not only are they protesting Donald, they're doing it in the nude. Oh, I'm sorry. They're doing it because you can't protest in the total nude. But in New York, apparently, you can protest without a shirt on. All right? And so they've got women protesting in the street against Donald Trump. Now, kind of awkward that they would be protesting Donald Trump. One of their complaints is, you know, of, you know, his, I wouldn't even say alleged, because they're not alleged. They're just some of the sexual, the women. Oh, they were. They've been all pretty much all debunked about the women that said that he was sexually aggressive towards them or something. I don't even know. And all groped him he groped them. Whatever it is. And then pretty much every one of them has been debunked at this point in time. And so they all want him objectifying women. However, they're more than happy to take their shirts off to draw attention to Trump. Doesn't make any sense. But they go off the rails. And at some point in time, somebody starts screaming something about my Lord, my Savior, my King. And it's, I don't know how they get away with it. And this is why I said to you, some of you may find this distasteful, and I'm sorry if you do, but this is what your kids are listening to. Do you understand that? This is what your kids are listening to. This is what they're being taught in school and other places. Take a listen.
Madam, who just said evil is good.
There's a girl in the background talking about Jesus having sex with men. All right, she's part of the protest, and people are taking her, I won't say seriously, but they're definitely giving her some radio time. Listen to what she says next.
I'll tell you why Jesus f***ed men, because there was no such thing as homosexuality or monogamy.
Right. There was no such thing as homosexuality or monogamy in the Bible.
Back then, so Jesus, he put his f***ing butts, and he had f***s in his butt.
Jesus?
I know about Jesus, I don't know about Muhammad.
Why is Jesus involved?
Why do they have to do that? If we say anything about Muslims or Islam, we're haters. Right? Anything. You can't draw a picture of Muhammad. You can't say anything about Muhammad. Let's see if I got some of you irritated enough to get involved. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Or you can head over to, you can send me an email. joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. This is what your kids are hearing. This is what they're watching on YouTube. Now, don't say not my kids. There's been plenty of parents who said, not my good moral child, and Susie comes home pregnant. Or Johnny comes home to tell you he got Susie pregnant. They're hearing this stuff on a daily basis. What are you teaching them? What are you doing to check them? Here's a woman out there saying she knows about the Bible, she knows about Christ, and Christ had all kinds of sexual escapades, according to her. And there was no such thing as monogamy or homosexuality in the Bible? What Bible is she reading? The first edition of the San Francisco PC Bible? I mean, seriously. But they wouldn't get away with a lot of this stuff. If we elect the right people, if you take your rightful stand in positions of authority in your local government, they couldn't get away with this. Do you understand that? Just another couple seconds here. We'll finish it up.
This is how you represent your faith.
This has devolved into speculation about the sexual activity of Jesus. So far, no one's changed their mind because of the boobs. Reporting live.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, really, honestly, nobody changed their minds. The young boys came out to check it out. Gee, I wonder why. And it did absolutely nothing for their cause. Absolutely nothing. And still have many of us in a puzzlement scratching our heads trying to figure out what were you trying to get across. Still trying to figure that one out. Look, I call this out. I call this kind of stuff out in detail in my book. I have a new book out called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It comes in several versions. We have color, you know, there's some nice illustrations in the book. Color is very expensive to do, but I did do color. So I did color illustrations. You can buy a black and you can buy a version that's got black and white illustrations in it, a little less expensive. You can buy the PDF version for your ebook library. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it from my bookstore. Head over to the website, therealside.com. That's therealside.com, and you'll see them all listed there. If you want me to sign a few, just say so. But it's like I said, it is so irritating that we don't stand up for our rights. We don't stand up and take our rightful place. Come on, people. That's what we're called to do. If you're a Christian, that's exactly what you're called to do. Yes, you're called to preach the gospel. You're called to preach the message. You're also called to speak to right and wrong. You're also called to lay down a foundation. Let's do it. What are you waiting for? I know some of you are doing this so you can just ignore this. But you see what's going on college campuses all across the country. They can't hear about religion. They curl up into a fetal position and need a safe space. They need trigger warnings if you're going to talk about anything but Islam. And now, a message mocking students for grieving over Donald Trump's election is being investigated as a hate crime at Edgewood College. A hate crime. Do you guys understand how far this can go, you better be praying for Donald Trump. Now, according to a letter sent out by Vice President for Student Development, Tony Chambers, a student at the college, started a campaign to let students and others express their feelings about the outcome of the election by placing notes on a table in the Commons. I guess it's an area where they go pick up messages or whatever. One note bearing the phrase, "Suck it up, people," was placed on the inside window of an office of the Student Diversity and Inclusion. Now, that elicited outrage within the traumatized academic community. It's just nuts. It goes on to say, a great deal of fear and sadness and anger among student, faculty, and staff resulted, especially for those that gather in the office. Chamber asserted that the message was hateful and harmful towards members of our community. It violated every value that this institution considers. Suck it up. Suck it up, buttercup. Values. Every core value. You mean get on with your life? You mean accept the constitutionally backed results of an election? Goes against every value? Somebody speaking their mind goes against every value? Get over it, goes against every value. Get strong, be strong, fight through, goes against every value. Just amazing. In response to the incendiary note, staff from the Student Conduct Human Resources, Title IX, and Diversity Offices were brought together so they could decide how to respond to the hateful message. My God, suck it up is hateful? I don't think these people know the English language. I'm to that point, right, where you're sitting here going, okay, maybe these people just don't understand the English language. And when I look up some of these words, it's hilarious. And I wonder how many have been changed over the years to fit in with what goes on now. So let me see. One dictionary says that it's deserving of or filled with hatred. How you use... I've always been taught you can't use the word to describe the word. Let me see. Hateful letters of abuse that had come unsigned. Hateful. What? How does that explain it? I don't have to stay in this hateful place. Synonyms would be horrible, horrid, unpleasant, awful, nasty, disagreeable, despicable, objectionable. So something objectionable is hateful. Right? Revolting. Loathsome. We've dumbed this whole thing down. When I look at you and say, you're Italian, you guys suck, you need to be wiped off the face of the planet, that's hateful. Not I don't like spaghetti. I'm Joe, your guest host will be back in a few minutes.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. You know, I'm getting them. Thank you so much, by the way. You can send me a message to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Look, I'm done with the story, but I do appreciate what you're sending me. You know, the stories that you're sending me and what have you. And, you know, I'll read this one because I didn't do it before, and I'll get back to that other story in a second, where Canadian Prime Minister, you know, he praised the dictator. Praised him. Justin Trudeau has praised communist dictator Fidel Castro as a legendary revolutionary and a remarkable leader after the former Cuban leader's death, right? So what is this guy like? Early 30s, mid-30s? Maybe he doesn't really understand. Maybe, should we cut him some slack? See, at first I was thinking we should cut him some slack because he just doesn't know. But then I was thinking, he's the leader of a country, a fairly free country. So no, we shouldn't cut him any slack. A legendary revolutionary in order, Mr. Castro made significant improvements to the education and health care of his island nation. Not true. Although the acknowledging the dictator was a controversial figure, Mr. Trudeau added, controversial? Really? That's the best you can do? I'm controversial. I haven't killed anybody. Come on, think about it. I'm controversial. I haven't killed anybody. Although acknowledging the dictator was a controversial figure, Mr. Trudeau added, both Mr. Castro's supporters and detractors recognize his tremendous dedication and love for the Cuban people. Really? So those people who he ripped their families apart, that he killed, that he took their property, you think they see him as a lover of the Cuban? Can you tell I'm going out of my mind with this? I'm going out of my mind with the idiots who think that they're well-versed. And that's a big part of what makes them dangerous. They think they're well-versed. Okay, anyway. I'm sorry. I go nuts with this stuff because it makes no sense to me. And 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you have something to say about it, please stop sending, because those things, they tinge me. So stop sending me the stuff on Castro, because I go out of my mind. Joe at the real side. I should not give out the email address, but it's a habit. Joe@therealside.com. All right. We're talking about the how a message, a note, there's nothing nasty in the note, is now being investigated as a hate crime. The note says simply, suck it up, buttercup. Although you use a different word, but there's a lot of nasty words, as you heard earlier, being used. Nobody gets arrested for that. That's not a hate crime. When you say nasty things about Jesus, apparently that's not a hate crime. But if you tell some wimpy kids to get with the program, then all of a sudden that's a problem. So the faculty has decided that this is an incendiary note, and that human resources needs to take a look at it, that the diversity group needs to take a look at it, and that it's a hateful message. What have you done to these kids, people? No, seriously. What have you done for these kids? What have you done that have made these kids so weak, given them the inability to cope with just about anything? They need trigger warnings in safe rooms at school. What have you done to these kids? Now, I'm not blaming you grandparents, maybe, but maybe I am. I don't know. What did you do to your kids that caused them to raise these kids? Hey, I'm holding myself in that group, too. I look at my four and try to decide what I did to them or didn't do to them or how I helped them cope or not cope. Did I make them too tough, too weak? Now, according to the group, according to Chambers, the group determined that the message constituted a hate crime based on guidelines from the Gene Clary Act and state law. He has the group acted according to the college policy, reported the incident to the Madison, Wisconsin Police Department. Can you believe this? So the police department is now going to investigate a note with five words on it as a hate crime. Doesn't say wipe out all blacks. Doesn't say kill all liberals. Doesn't say kill all conservatives. Doesn't say throw gays and lesbians off a roof. Doesn't say any of that. It just tells people that are having a hard time with this to suck it up and deal with it. That's a hate crime. If that becomes a hate crime, if that goes through the court system, you and I are in a lot of trouble. Your conversation on the street, we've seen it happen here in Los Angeles. A teacher at a Catholic institution talking to a group of young ladies that were having conversations around not hate crimes, having conversations about the gay and lesbian lifestyle. They flat out asked her, the teacher, where she was at when it came to gay and lesbian marriage or same-sex marriage. And she said, I stand with the Bible. I believe that the Bible calls same-sex marriage a sin. And it was or is being investigated for hate speech on a Catholic school at a Catholic institution. She quotes Bible scripture, and she's being brought up on hate speech. What do you think of that? Really, what do you think of that? 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Where was I? Covert microaggressions and overt macroaggressions appear to have taken on new fervor in this higher education since our national election, Chambers writes. The frequency and boldness and severity by which these hateful acts have been occurred has for many signaled a new era of intolerance, fear, and mistrust in higher education. But I want you guys to understand something here, too. So we're clear. I don't know if you know this or if you understand this. This doesn't apply when they talk about Christians. Right? This doesn't apply to speech against Christians. Do you know that? They could care less. If you're made to feel uncomfortable, if you're made to feel like you don't know what's going on, that you don't have a true grasp of what freedom is, and these guys are going to get on your case telling you, well, freedom is you don't have a right to tell me I'm wrong, but I have a right to tell you you're wrong. That's from the left, by the way. Again, it's one of those things. You're going to have to fight back for it. If you don't fight back for it, you're going to lose it. It really is that simple. So recently, campus reform visited with the Thanksgiving holiday, coming up. They visited one of the colleges. Let me see if I can find out what college this is. University of Maryland. They wanted to find out if the students were thankful for Obama's presidency, and if so, exactly what were they thankful for? So, I don't know. Let's listen to it. Let's hear what they have to say, huh? If I can get anything up on the screen here. There we go.
With Thanksgiving just around the corner and President Obama's second term coming to a close, we're at the University of Maryland asking students what about Obama's presidency they're most thankful for. Let's see.
I love the girl doing the interviews. She's got a sign that says, "Thanks, Obama." And I'm not so sure that the young people, maybe she would be brought up on hate crimes or hate speech if they actually knew exactly what she meant by this. Take a listen.
See what they have to say.
Yeah, I liked him as president. I thought he was, very respectful.
But I think he did a great job just being an ambassador for humanity in general.
Well, I think he was a great president.
And wait a minute, I got to stop. Wait a minute. An ambassador for humanity? Isn't he supposed to be an ambassador for America? I mean, not that we're not into humanity, but isn't he supposed to be an ambassador for America?
Big fan.
Big fan.
I would say that I'm a fan.
What do you think of President Obama?
I love him.
I like him.
I think I'm most thankful for his work with the LGBT policies and, legalizing gay marriage.
That was the Supreme Court, no?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, actually.
Your tax dollars hard at work, people. No, come on, seriously. These are college kids coming out into the workforce that will become your legislators. If that doesn't scare you, nothing will.
I don't know, actually.
The main thing I think that he did was try to unify his country, and
do you feel like the country is more unified now than it was 8 years ago?
That's a tough question to answer.
No, it's actually quite easy. No, we're not. We're not much more unified than we were 8 years ago. Or 5 years ago. If anything, we've actually become much less unified.
Affordable Care Act, I mean. Are you enrolled in Obamacare?
I am.
And how do you feel? I know in Virginia and Maryland the premiums went up pretty high.
Right. It's just part of this process. Like nothing goes smoothly right away. You kind of, your wallet's not the most important thing.
I think a lot of people would disagree with you.
Yeah, first of all, I'm sorry about the wind sound. They chose not to put a windscreen on the microphone. I don't know why. But they're a perfect example of low IQ, somebody who's not willing to think things through. You want to get involved in the conversation, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Perfect example of a young person just taking what their professors are saying, not thinking. They don't care about their wallet right now. So either he's extremely rich, extremely wealthy, or he's been sold the bill of goods that it doesn't matter what it costs, it doesn't matter what you go through, you and others now have insurance. And frankly, the numbers they were looking for, they are not even a tenth of the way to the numbers they need to make this thing work. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host, and for Bradley Dean, you're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Ted Rowe with healthmasters.com. I'm also the sub-host on the Power Hour. Bradley's a man of integrity. He's got an incredible ministry. He goes all over the country speaking to high schools on constitutional issues. He's been featured in over 350 different high schools in 24 states. He believes that we should all follow the Constitution. I agree with him. He's also a very, very strong Christian.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty Radio. I am Joe Messina sitting in today for Bradley Dean, your guest host. Bradley will be back, I believe, with you on Monday. I can't imagine he wouldn't be. And I always appreciate the time that Bradley gives me with his listeners, with his audience. And, you know, you got to keep praying for the guy. I tell you what, he's a fighter. He's out there fighting the good, he's fighting the good fight of faith. He's also fighting a good fight for this country and for our Constitution. So you keep him in your prayers. You should also support him financially as well. If it's the first time you're tuning in, you wanted to hear Bradley tell you, you can head over to the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you can grab some of his old shows. You can listen to what he has to say, check out his writing. Always good stuff up on his website. If you like what you've heard today from me, and I do this also 5 days a week, as well as Bradley does, you can check us out on GCN Live, or you can check us out on our websites. Mine is therealside.com. That's therealside.com. We got some great writers as well. We got some great products. Speaking of products, my latest book is out. It's called Ramblings of a White Ring. Ramblings, we'll try this again. Can we cut that and put that back? Ramblings of a white, right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. I wrote the book. You think I'd know the title, right? This shouldn't be too hard, huh? Anyway, Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. There you go. I knew I'd get it eventually. Comes in a couple different versions. If you want to head up to my store, check it out. You can head over to therealside.com/store, therealside.com/store, and you'll find it up there as well. And look, it's a way to get informed. Again, like I said, if you like what you hear today, you'll definitely like what you read in the book. All right, we are listening to a clip where people at the University of Maryland were asked if they liked Obama and mention, name something, talk about something that he did that helped you. That was good.
Him for his Affordable Care Act.
So what would you say to someone who has seen their premiums go up under the Affordable Care Act?
I don't even, like, my mom pays my insurance. I know nothing about insurance, so honestly, I don't know.
I think he did accomplish great things throughout his presidency.
Yeah, but this is always great. My mom pays my health insurance. My mommy pays my bills, so I have no grasp of what's going on in the real world, right? And I think everybody has to be aware of that. Now, this young lady, this child, is going to get out in the real world, and she's going to get her first paycheck and do what some of my kids did, which come to me even after telling them 100 times. What is this tax thing? What is this they're taking out of my check? Don't I get all my money? No. You voted for the guy. You get what's left over. Anyway, so you know, this is why I said to you earlier, it's up to us to teach them. It's up to us to inform our people. It's up to us to let the young people know what's going on. If you want a strong country, don't leave it to their parents, because look at what you're hearing here.
No,
I think he did accomplish great things throughout his presidency.
What kind of things did you view as him accomplishing?
Well, he, I think, took out the troops in Afghanistan. He really worked on that, like, you know, ending.
Now, she is searching, because she has no clue. We're so used to allowing them to get away with this is that when they're challenged, so specifically, what did Mr. Presidente do?
Well, it's not over, but, you know.
The Affordable Care Act is one, which I guess is like an easy one for everybody to say.
What would be your message to someone that didn't like Obamacare because of the rising premiums?
That's a good question.
Well,
I really haven't thought it through. I don't know. And that's, you find most of them. When you hit them with, here, I got a suggestion for some of you who do what I do. And I don't mean on the radio. When I'm talking to young people or even other adults about some of the things that Mr. Obama has done or not done, I don't let them drag me all over the place. If we're going to talk about Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, I don't go to, you know, other places. I don't allow him to drag me all over the place. Is that how they pulled the country together and blah, blah, blah? No. Let's stay with this. Do you remember how many people he said that were going to be on this? Do you remember what he said about how much it would cost? Do you remember? I go down that road with them. They get extremely frustrated, but too bad. They're going to have to deal with it because it's reality.
I know that he wanted to increase government spending, which would boost the economy, which he eventually did. Okay. So
he boosted the economy. The only president in modern history that has not had a 3% GDP yet. The only one. And there's been other depressions. I heard somebody say, I almost threw up on one of the shows today I was watching, where somebody went down the road and said, well, you know, Donald Trump is going to have to start taking responsibility for some of these things that are going on because, you know, he is the elected president. Why should he? The elected president known as Mr. Obama didn't take responsibility for anything for about the first 3 or 4 years. And even then, it was only the good stuff. All the bad stuff was still Bush's fault. Hypocrites.
I think I did a good job with that.
Do you think you would write first in this thank you card?
Thank you for being the funniest president of all time.
Well, that's important. Got to have a sense of humor to be president. Just look in the mirror.
Does seem to have a really good sense of humor. It shows up a lot on social media.
Are there any, like, specific policy things that you could think of that you were a fan of?
Yeah, like I said, I'm sorry about the noise. I don't know what to do about it, but there's too much good stuff here to ignore. You know what I'm saying? And it's only a couple more seconds here.
I don't know. There's not one specific policy that I like.
Well, because I don't know of any ones, but I don't know of any policy, frankly.
Like.
They can't, now these two guys can't come up with one. All that quiet time, the mic didn't go dead. These guys actually had no idea. And so now she goes to somebody else.
I have no idea, actually.
You know, he's sitting there too. Oh, right. You know what? I have no idea. I don't know what the guy.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
As of right now, nothing comes to mind.
Nothing comes to mind. He's so great. Yes, you think he's a great person? Yeah, he's a great person. I like Obama. Why? Because he got so many things accomplished. Really? Like what? I don't know. Everything he did was so outstanding. So wonderful. So perfect. Helped us so much that I can't think of one thing. He's done so many things, my mind's cluttered with all those things. I can't get to the one.
Can I phone a friend?
Can I phone a friend? Sure. This is not the TV society, is it? Oh, God bless America. Seriously. Here's another thing. I've got a new little thing going on my show where, you know, you always hear that God bless America, right? And everybody, you know, wants to ask God, pray to God. God, how about we start blessing God? What do you think? And don't tell me we can't do that. Giving him a little praise, giving him a little thanks. You don't think that blesses him at all? Right? Doesn't show others what he really means to you? How about we stop constantly asking God to bless America, and maybe for once, America should start giving some real thought to blessing God. What do you think? Give that some, you know, you got the weekend, the rest of the weekend to think about that. When you come back to the Bradley Show on Monday, there's something you can think about, maybe even comment on. We constantly do things that are against God, against God's word. We don't do anything to fight back. And I know that's broad brushing it, but you think about who fights the hardest at times for their rights, and it's the moral right doesn't, because they don't want to impart themselves on other people. They don't want to intrude on other people's spaces. You're okay with those other people intruding on your space, but you don't want to intrude on theirs, right? Where does that make sense? In what world does that make sense? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I'm guest host today. As I said earlier, Bradley is, I just thank Bradley for allowing me to take his microphone over today, for being there with him, or for him. If you, again, tuned in late, and you were looking for Bradley, Bradley is off today, but he'll be back on Monday. Check him out on his website, the Sons of Liberty Radio. That's the sonsoflibertyradio.com. And you can check out his writers, you can check out his classic podcasts as well, and some of the product that he has for you. You can also, if you like what you heard today with me, we are both on GCN, which is the Genesis Communication Network, Monday through Friday. And again, you can check us out there, or you can head up to my website, therealside.com. That's therealside.com, which is the name of my show, The Real Side with Joe Messina. Where during the show, you can watch live, you can listen live. There's a live chat room going on. You can head over to Facebook during my show. There's also a live Facebook feed there as well. If you head over to my store site, which is therealside.com/store, you can get a copy of my book. I also have a button that we're selling. I used to give them away, but, man, it got really expensive to give away. I also have a button up there that says it's okay to say Merry Christmas. All right? That's not hard. It's okay to say Merry Christmas. And I'm finding more and more people are hesitant to say it, because they don't want to insult anybody. Hey, it's been great being with you today. Have a great rest of the weekend. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host.
Yes, we are the sons. The sons of liberty.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.